This is St. Louis Public Radio. This weekend, St. Louis will see its 36th Pride Fest. Over the decades, the LGBTQ Pride Festival has grown from a few dozen closeted people daring to come out for a day to 200,000 community members and supporters gathering to celebrate. Now the annual event is experiencing some growing pains. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports that planning for this year's Pride Fest has been marked by conflict.
This is the typical joyous atmosphere of St. Louis's Pride Fest, an occasion of coming out, dressing up, and being part of a community in what has always been a free event. But in early May, the Pride St. Louis board decided to charge admission for the festival.
We ended festival with a deficit in 2016, so kind of started the year of 2017 in the hole.
That's Pride St. Louis president Matt Harper, who says the $5 admission sounded like a good idea at the time, but the decision sparked an immediate backlash. Dozens of people, including Bianca Adams Gaston, took their complaints to social media.
Some people may not be working and still want to go to Pride. I feel that the community should be able to enjoy the festivities without worrying about a charge.
People unable to pay could get an exemption, but some felt that that was tantamount to making them grovel. The Pride Board reversed the decision a week later, asking for donations instead. Reese Hartnell says she appreciates the turnaround, but even so,
it's too little, too late. It's just added salt to the wound that's already open for people who just don't feel a part of Pride any longer.
The admission fee debate may be resolved, but other concerns continue to fester. In St. Louis and around the country, another issue is whether people of color feel included in Pride organizations and events. 2 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., protesters disrupted the annual Pride Parade over concerns about inclusion as well as corporate sponsorships. In St. Louis, Hartnell says, the Pride organization's board of directors exemplifies a lack of diversity.
When I see the Pride board, and it looks predominantly white, it looks extremely male.
We have probably more people on our board that identify as not white and not male. There's an intersex member who's African American. There is a gender non-binary. We also have a trans member on our board. Then we also have people who are of Indian descent.
Some community members, like Adams Gaston, who is black, are okay with the makeup of the board and feel welcome at Pride Fest. She says the board does a really good job of listening. She says they heard loud and clear when people complained about the $5 charge, and again when some said they no longer wanted the traditional military-style police brigade leading the parade.
I can see why they wouldn't, because of the Ferguson situation and watching that on the news, seeing the whole militant style of police officers was kind of an overwhelming thing to see.
The Pride Board responded by asking members of LGBTQ organizations to lead the parade instead. But some people are asking, in this current political climate, if there should be a parade at all.
Donald Trump! Donald Trump!
In Los Angeles, organizers decided ahead of time to hold a resistance march instead. The origin of Pride is rooted in protest, stemming from an event known as Stonewall. In June of 1969, police raided the gay Stonewall Inn in New York City, and patrons fought back in a demonstration lasting several days. Hartnell would like to see St. Louis return to those roots.
We were angry. Well, I'm angry again, and a lot of our people in our community are angry because nothing's being addressed.
Pride St. Louis President Harper, who's a volunteer like the rest of the board, understands people having strong feelings at this time in our history. But he says it's impossible to please everyone.
There are lots of opinions out there, and whichever way you represent Pride or you celebrate Pride, that's the beauty of Pride. Your Pride is your Pride.
I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.